systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, June 5th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And my name is Braden.
And it's the 6th, by the way.
Today's the 5th.
Well, it's the 6th now.
No, it's the 6th.
Yeah, but it's
Saturday.
It's listen, fuck. It's the obviously. Friday night show.
Right.
Friday is the 6th.
But we do the show on Friday, so it's the 5th.
Okay.
Fine. Fine.
So I wrote all the wrong dates. My tags didn't work today.
No, see, it's
and now
not
back in Friday doing the show.
See, the way
yes.
it works.
Okay, precisely. It,
to my right, my retard girlfriend, Danny. To my other right, Braden. My retard girlfriend, Braden.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
This is episode number 201. We're broadcasting live, kind of, sort of, from the 26Z studio. If you are watching live, thejamhole.com/live, you will see camera one is 26Z. How are you guys doing? Back on the show again.
Yes.
Hello.
You guys live in a fucking mansion.
Aw.
Essentially.
I feel so insignificant in this fucking place.
Just because of the ceiling.
I know. Yeah. Your ceiling is like 50 yeah. feet fucking tall.
Like, if you turned this room sideways, it'd be huge. You'd have the biggest house.
It reminds me, like, the Invader cool, Zim thing where it's all, like, ground. Fucking...
Yeah, it does. Like, that whole house, yeah. it's all thin and tall. And is the ceiling open? Because that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
That's what it reminds me of. Like, right along that scene.
The whole
like,
house cuts in half.
What you don't know is the house is actually a transformer.
Yes.
Nice. I would like to see that happen before we leave tonight.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Can I be on that
house or it kills him?
Is this Transformers 3 then?
Oh, yes. Man.
Sure.
It's the makings of.
Okay. So thank you guys so much. Episode number 201. I hope you enjoyed episode 200. We had a blast. We had a lot of awesome.
I was crazy. I had such a hard time doing the notes for that. It was just.
All over. I was so fucking high by the time we got done with
I know.
That from all the
and
weed.
I was kind of drunk, too.
So yeah. was I.
The drive back was awesome. So how the fuck are you guys doing? You guys been making music, making love, making war?
Making love music?
War.
Making love music? War.
Oh, literally war naughty sex and music?
Nice.
That's how it should be.
Yes.
How's the job search going?
Oh, wow. It's so much fun.
Isn't it?
I couldn't express my glee.
How much fun is it that all these places, if they're hiring, they'll have their now hiring signs up, but then they're not actually like now hiring,
right?
Now hiring in a couple months,
yeah.
maybe.
Or my favorite is that like half the jobs around here, fucking gas stations, housekeeping, like the most
grocery store,
fucking I bet McDonald's, dude, like the most menial jobs, like that. I've just been trying to go get any job. That
hey, we don't have in. Jobs here. We have careers.
Okay, sorry if your career is in mending shoes, whatever it may be,
or working in a restaurant, or.
99%
delivering water.
Of the places.
Answering phones for Bank of America.
Right.
99% of them, dude. Piss test. Not that I wouldn't be able to pass it.
Uh-huh.
But still.
Right.
Tobacco just, doesn't show up in a piss test.
No, it doesn't. But all those poppy seed muffins, man, oh man.
Oh, yeah. Those will get you.
That will
yeah,
fuck
it will.
You. Fuck
so
you
because
over.
Of the poppy seed addiction.
There's muffins.
And my muffin
right.
situation.
It wouldn't be
yeah, I like
so,
muffins.
It wouldn't be so bad if you weren't just eating them. But, I mean, when you take all the poppy seeds and then put them in a spoon, please don't do that. And then, like, put them into a syringe. I mean, that's bad news.
Exactly. It is. And
you
I'm
can't
sorry.
Shoot up poppy
I'm
seeds.
Sorry.
No, you
well,
can't be doing that.
You're not supposed to.
How good are you at washing dishes?
She's a girl. Do you have to ask?
Yeah.
Doesn't that just come naturally?
Well, then again, though, they don't have a kitchen.
I'm not being offensive. I'm just saying genetically, you are wired to have a predisposition to being sad.
And you're wired not to have a vagina, but,
but
some days you kind of have a vagina.
I got to make up for your penis.
Bitch.
That was
bring
good.
It. Bring it.
I feel the love in the room.
How was cooking today?
We all love each
fucking
other.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they give dishwashing jobs to girls with pink hair?
Probably not.
Sure, why not? Or a hat.
You don't wash dishes at home.
I know. Why would I do it at
home? Where would you wash them, by the way?
Yeah, but they don't piss test.
That's cool.
A
and
bonus.
And they start out more than what you would normally get at like a grocery store.
I don't know how much.
That's good, I guess.
I don't know what that means.
You probably can start out like $7.50.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't say.
I know.
Yes,
yeah, that's minimum wage.
$7.50,
But if you've
never heard of minimum wage before, I don't understand.
What are you qualified to do? What? Let's say hypothetically, let's do a little role playing right now.
Okay.
I am potential employer. You have just come into my establishment. And you need a job.
What are your skills?
Excuse me, I am the employer.
Yeah.
I'm the man.
You're just the assistant manager.
You're the secretary. You're the girl. So come in and tell me that
you
I
answer
have
the phone.
Your secretary is going to fire your ass.
Why is my secretary not under my office desk?
Excuse me, Mr. Lee, your 5 o'clock is here.
Why, thank you, secretary. Send her in.
Hi.
I hear you're looking for a job.
I am indeed.
Let's go ahead and tell me a few key points off your resume there, ma'am. Miss, what should I call you? Miss
Siren.
Miss Siren. Okay, that's a very peculiar name.
Plumbers, really.
Is that your birth name, Miss Siren?
Ooh, I'm going to be Miss Plumer.
Miss Plumer?
Jan.
Jan
Plumer.
I'm Jan Plumer.
Is it spelled Plumber? like Plumber?
It might be, yeah. Like an silent
now.
J right in the middle or something.
So we are a skip tracing business. I assume since you applied for the job, you'll know what that is.
Absolutely.
Are you qualified? What kind of qualifications do you have, Miss Plumer?
Well, there are a number of different jobs that I've worked where I've had to...
Does that piercing come out?
Yes, they do.
Okay, wonderful. So
all piercings come out.
We're not going to have a problem with that then.
No,
wonderful,
not.
Wonderful. Does that skirt get any shorter?
Yes, it does.
Fantastic.
It does continue to ride.
You're hired.
Thank you. And
bingo.
You don't face test, right? There's no
testing
involved.
You're fired as secretary.
Not for you, ma'am. Not for you.
Excellent.
See, now, that's how it would go. Hypothetically, if she was a female, like she is,
right?
Now let's
really
try that with let's try that with one of the male species.
Eve,
here.
Eve, you do it.
Oh, because I work a real job.
This
okay.
is Apple
secretary.
Face, by the way.
Excuse me, Mr. Lee, your 6 o'clock is here.
Sorry, I didn't mean to look at your breasts.
Send him.
Already, I would have looked at
that's what
breast.
They're there for, actually.
Oh, they screw
I know
up
how
already.
To pick them, huh?
You paid like $3,000 for those things.
I know, I didn't get implants for nothing.
Yes, send him in. I assume it is a him, because we're hiring for a job
right.
that requires skill.
Male only.
Wonderful, thank you. Send him in.
All right.
And you know when I'm staring out the window while you're talking to me, then I'm really into whatever job you're trying to pitch.
Exactly.
It's a skip tracer.
Yeah, but
that's
I,
what it is.
No matter what the job is, that's probably why I don't have a day job, is I'm staring out the window. Or I'm looking at their breasts.
Mr. Plumer.
Yes, Mr. Plumer.
I see you. You've brought your resume. Why don't you go ahead and tell me what makes you right for my position?
Does it matter that it has a coffee stain on it? Because this was the only one I could find. I know it's a little crinkly, but
Do those piercings come out, Mr. Plumer?
I would have my piercings out already, sir. I think you're seeing things. Those are just holes in my face.
All right, secretary, get this guy the fuck out of here. Security.
Security.
Security. Fantastic. It sucks. Like, when I was younger, my very first job in this valley was working for the Outlaw Inn, and that was back when it was Best Western, and then it went to, like, four different things, and now it's, what?
But I get good jobs when I have to go.
Red Line.
Even though you stare out the window.
Have you had any, like, jobs here that weren't call center?
In this state? I've never worked
in
Kalispell?
Okay.
No.
I'm sorry. Can I say something
yes.
really quickly? He worked at the Gap at one point.
Yes!
Nice!
Wait,
was it? No.
I was loaded on drugs.
In in Santa Barbara.
I would hop
places.
Around and bunny hop and
was
coach
it,
people around.
Was it the normal gap
was
or the baby
during,
gap?
No, was it was the gap.
Was it during Easter?
No.
No, it was during Christmas. Oh. Even worse.
So what, bunny suits in Easter?
No, you don't have to wear it. No, I would hop around.
No, I just hop around. Oh, there was no bunny suit involved.
I didn't go in
I
for
heard
a week.
No. Hop around, and I thought he was like the Easter bunny or something.
I pictured
shit.
That too, but I figured he would have mentioned the bunny suit.
I never knew I would see him in a bunny suit, but I just saw it in my mind.
Nice. Was I wearing
thanks
pants?
For the image. Yeah,
it's pretty
was
hot,
it
actually.
Pink, by chance?
Was it the Donnie Darko bunny
yes,
suit?
It was. Yeah, nice. What other bunny suit would it be?
I was thinking white with the pink ears and the pink nose.
Yeah, dude, in the second movie, it rips up his fucking face, dude.
I can see that happen.
Oh, Easter bunny suit.
Oh, brutal. Oh,
would you care to share that with the rest?
Yeah, John was talking about Buffalo Bill in a what?
More of a Buffalo Bill in a Easter bunny suit.
In an Easter bunny suit.
Wearing little dead bunnies.
Yeah, it'd have to be a pink bunny suit, though.
On his face.
Yeah.
Spray painted.
The music going
that's
in the
awful.
Background.
So I was.
I can see Naive doing it.
Do you know what kids are still doing here now? I thought they grew out of it. I was delivering the other day in town, and I saw this kid walking by the Fresh Life Church with his big fat girlfriend. And
yeah,
kid,
I thought kids grew out of fat girlfriend.
Well, no. Kid, like, hardcore sagging his pants, but, like, fucking. Like, I got up and left my house and totally forgot a belt today.
Really?
So I'm
so he's, like, G'd up from the knee up
totally.
Because his pants are there?
And I hadn't seen that in a while now. And I know in, like, bigger cities, I guess that's the cool thing.
Well, everyone kind of sags their pants a little lower.
No,
It depends on the group.
No. Being from a city now.
San Diego, okay.
Their shirts are usually, like, 8 times bigger than their body.
Yeah,
so if their pants didn't fit, we don't know.
Yeah,
their shoots are usually down to like almost
the knee,
knees,
almost.
So.
Yeah. So you can't tell. Just looks like really weird short pants.
No, is that just because you're poor and you're wearing your large parents like they just give you
probably?
Or is that an actual style?
But then again,
it's
if
an
you're
actual style, it's an
no.
Actual
I've lived in a small city, so I don't know what
that is much better.
But I like the first one.
If you're poor though, if you're poor though, it's not going to be big clothes. If anything, it's going to be too small because you don't have the money to get fat in the first place.
But I'm saying your parents are fat.
But how are they fat if they're poor?
Because poor people eat shit food and they don't move.
They don't eat food much.
They're on welfare, and welfare buys
them hot pockets.
Yeah, that probably feeds a lot.
Yeah.
They're like me and eat ham and cream cheese for dinner.
You can buy a lot of hot pockets with your welfare money.
Ham and cream cheese could taste really good together.
No, I hate ham. So,
well,
but I like cream cheese.
Yeah, okay then.
There is nothing worse than peanut butter surprise. You can't tell me there is.
I don't know what that is.
It is a... it is...
Surprise! There's a jar of peanut butter.
It's like a dispense of peanut butter that you place on your plate. And then you take every assortment of jelly that you can possibly find.
Or other condiments.
Like mustard
and
gas station?
And you pile it onto this diskette. And then you take more peanut butter.
Wow.
And you cover it. Like a domey peanut butter shell.
See, that's
disgusting. That sounds like something I would make if I was way higher than I should be.
We were loaded on meth, but we don't do
that. Well, that explains
why would you eat then? As we learned in episode 200.
I've eaten in mine.
Hey.
That makes sense.
You're not supposed to play with your food.
Yeah,
dude, it's fun.
I took one bite, and it was good.
I have not eaten peanut butter still since I threw it up. That is the hardest thing to throw up, by the way. Peanut butter.
Epic looking moment on this.
What happened? What just happened? Why did you touch me?
He wanted to make out with you, Sven.
I missed it.
So, who is your fourth member here? We never.
This is John. This is John. Yeah. He's our very faithful, very awesome roadie.
Nice.
Here's a shot of him.
Yeah. That's me.
You gotta get in the mic.
Me.
Did you meet these guys when they moved here? Did you know them?
I met this guy at Teletech and her as well.
Nice.
Fuck that place. I'm never going back.
That's such an awesome place.
It's better than Sheetrock. Right. It's what he reminds me of.
I get to
Street Bike Tommy.
I get to sit on my ass and talk on the phone
to assholes.
I did. Yeah,
I don't give a fuck, dude.
I think all worked there before. Did you ever work there when streamer?
Well, no.
You were too young.
Never.
You've been at Famous Dave's your whole life.
Forever.
Forever. Since it
I was
opened.
A housekeeper before then, actually.
At the Outlaw?
No. Oh. At an old folks' home.
Nice.
How is it
what's
cleaning
it?
Up people's assholes?
Well, I was going to say, what's it like dealing with old person soiled sheets and linens?
Yeah, and changing their diapers.
What does that smell like?
Okay, you're talking about a CNA and you're talking about a laundry fucking person.
I'm
the
about
person who like buff and waxes floors.
We should pay her.
Oh,
well, you want to come over and wipe my ass?
A janitor?
Cool. Yeah, basically a janitor, dude. I would buff and wax floors and like mop up after stuff and like whatever.
So but if someone pukes, do you get to clean that
yes.
up? That's cool.
Seriously, no. Danny, I will give you a dollar if you give me a fucking sponge
Brady,
bath.
I'm supposed to
pay
this to you.
I want more than a dollar.
Just saying, dude, I got a dollar.
Wait, I want more than a dollar.
I want a fucking sponge bath.
Are we filming this? Or
that would be okay.
I was not a CNA. I was.
I would like a sponge bath.
You don't need to be
I'll
a
pay
CNA
a dollar
to,
for that.
To get
Dude, we got two. Anybody online who would pay a dollar to see Dan? No, I'm
Did
just
Jan,
kidding.
Hold on. I know you're listening. Send your dollar in.
Yeah,
you're
going
to have to give me over $100.
It would not be live. I'm sorry.
Oh. So I was in this place
Knife.
A couple days ago, and they have a television in there. Mm-hmm. And I don't watch television in my normal life. I see you guys don't either. That's good. I haven't had
Rot
TV.
Your brain.
Well, DVR, man. What are you
the commercials,
about?
Dude.
Yeah, I just... I, don't
I hate commercials.
Ah, fuck. Yeah, I just download everything I want to watch, so the commercials are already taken out.
I'm still in the Stone Age. I don't even have a DVD player. No, I'm just kidding. Uh-huh. I do.
Whatever.
I haven't
no
had
one.
TV
everyone
since
has.
I moved out of my
I have a Nintendo.
Mom.
If that's Stone Age enough.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I was just bought movies.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I bought a movie. Yeah.
Well, I haven't since I moved in with Matt. But
so what I heard is, I don't know if this is true or not. If Ellen. It was an ad for Ellen, and it said, "Tune in to Ellen." The best part of your day.
Wow.
And well, what if it's the worst part of your day?
And I'm like, if Ellen is the best part of your day, you should probably just kill yourself.
Yeah.
Over with.
Reevaluate the decisions you made in life. Look at where you are in life. And just kind of ask yourself.
You know, see, if you have to look at where you are in life, you probably don't have anything really to look at.
You're just like
place.
Screaming right. children
I just
running
have nothing.
Around.
Yeah, well, you don't even have to reflect over it because there's nothing to reflect.
I think
because your DVR is set to record Ellen, so you don't miss it.
I think.
Well, see, the thing is about. Oh wait, that's TiVo, not DVR. But TiVo will predict what you want to, what you have previously recorded. Which is probably shit, so that's why Ellen is in there.
Like previous episodes of Ellen?
Yeah.
Ellen, Oprah,
so, Brayden, I just saw you spill a little bit of Coca-Cola on your cord there.
I did. On
Brayden?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be careful there, love boy.
Sorry.
But if
it's just a dribble.
All right, I think Ellen...
You can get pregnant from just a dribble.
But this is coke. True. This is very corrosive. It'll kill any semen that was there.
Yes, okay. Dan.
Can you even talk after what I just
no.
said?
No. Could you stop talking about semen now? The highlight of my day was Costco hot dogs. So I can't
what?
Say
I
too much.
I hate hot dogs.
They were Polish sausages.
Well, those are tolerable.
But literally, that was the highlight of my day because my boss was like, "You need to work a double. I'll buy you lunch and a pack of smokes." I'm like, "I love you."
Wow, you have a great life.
I was
life.
So hungry. So
I want a Costco chicken bake.
Ellen can't be too bad if Costco hot dogs are the highlight of your day.
No, that would be better than Ellen.
What's the highlight of your day, Brayden?
Probably jerking off, I would have to say.
Yeah.
Well,
what was
obviously.
It today besides jerking off?
I don't know. I didn't really do anything today except play guitar.
And jerk off.
Guitar no, I didn't jerk off today.
Guitar Hero.
Guitar. Like, I don't even own Guitar Hero.
Thank you.
I don't even have a PlayStation.
Danny, best part of your day. Costco hot dogs?
Yes.
Naive. Best part of your day.
Actually, the best part of my day was getting
paid
for
the... Is your name Naive? Excuse me!
I just remembered, though.
We need order. Without order, everything falls to shit.
We don't gavel. Remember
people
this show is entropy?
In Vietnam, so that you can speak when I say naive, what is the best part of your day?
What happened to entropy? Huh? Chaos.
Shut up and let him speak. Towards Jesus the beginning Christ, Braden.
Braden,
and right now.
Dude, do my eyes look pleased, Braden?
They look the same.
Naive, what is the best part of your day? What do you look forward to? What is your
wanting the Costco hot dog?
Ellen.
Nice. Wanting the Costco hot dog.
Nice.
You'd have to live for that.
Look what you did.
I know. Way to go. That's all that I'm thinking about.
By
now.
Bragging about the best part of your day, you have now just made his
dude,
goal.
I hadn't eaten anything.
But my day's going to fail now because I'm not going to get the Costco hot
oh,
dog.
Oh, no, they're
sorry.
Close.
Yeah.
They're close.
Hey, you have to wait till tomorrow.
Go get one tomorrow.
23 hours there, Naive.
And do you,
to go get a Costco
do you
hot
even
dog
have a Costco card?
Yeah.
You can get it without
really?
A Costco
yeah, but
card.
You can buy the food without the Costco
nice.
Card.
Yes. You just yeah, go in through the pizza. Exit. See?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
That's what you do.
Exit, dude, that's fucking revolutionary.
I know, it's genius.
Revolutionary. I'm from California. Been like, I think Costco's like really prevalent there.
I think there's something seriously wrong.
That's like yeah. their Walmart.
See, in Florida, you just have yeah. Sam's. Sam's Club.
Yeah
that's, dude.
That whole Walmart so chain thing? Not
yeah.
that. Yeah, they belong to Walmart.
Yeah, you same know, thing.
That evil corporation.
That's hot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He has the
I
sexiest
like how McDonald's
burps.
Is in Walmart.
You don't even know.
Yeah.
Oh, I do.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Can we move
well,
along
now? That,
now
what
now that
going on?
Everyone has said a comment.
Right.
McDonald's.
Costco hot
so,
dogs, McDonald's.
We were, Sam's. We came over yeah. here to your studio. We were going to do a show. We were going to have some live music. But because these guys, you actually were busy at work today. First
I was,
time in how long?
Ever.
Since you started there?
Since the first day I
since
worked
there? Since
they
moved yeah. to that new location?
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
No, the first night they were open, they were busy only because it was
because
invite
every,
only.
In
because
the food was free.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Because it was invite only, it was like lawyers and
I
doctors and stuff.
I think it's the curse of the black anus.
It is. The black anus just sucks in
every
everything.
Every hotel and restaurant that's ever been in there has failed miserably.
But the casino is still standing
a
strong.
A casino would stand strong in the middle of the Siberian fucking desert.
That is
brain.
True.
Yeah.
That is
a sin.
People got to gamble.
Yeah.
You could open up
and
a
drink.
Whorehouse in
yeah.
Salt Lake City and it would still make fucking mm-hmm. money.
Because if you gamble, you get free drinks, so it's like a win-win for those
so,
people.
And I didn't realize that even being way out here that there was like a curfew on sound or that I guess that neighbors would complain and have the cops call, which I kind of want to see.
I know.
Yeah.
I kind of want you guys to play some music just so we could have the cops
they,
come. And
they kind of
no,
already
dude.
Packed everything
cops
up, though.
Cops and pot don't mix at all. No.
Do we have
salvia.
Pot?
If that's salvia, dude.
Salvia.
Allegedly, do we have?
Allegedly.
Salvia.
I don't have pot. I have salvia, though. And
salvia.
That,
well,
that's suspicions.
Salvia is legal, so that's
still,
cool, dude. You're fine.
I'd rather not deal with the cops at all.
Yeah,
because I'm tripping balls, and that's not good. Talking
balls
to the cops.
Like 12 hits of acid, man. I don't
yeah.
want the cops here.
I'm glad I waited until the show started to drop those shrooms.
I know, right?
Yeah. This is going to be hard to read. So
I
just
was ready, though. You remember this.
Yes.
What's that?
I was
we had
everything was set
ready.
Up and ready.
You did, and I remember telling you that when they got off work, because
yeah,
they both
see,
had to work.
That would
we,
be good
you know what we should have done was said, fuck these faggots. And just did the show with me and you guys.
You totally could
that's
have.
What I was
I
thinking.
Totally
should that's have. What I was thinking, but I would have felt.
You should have said it. You should have been like, hey, Matt, fuck these
yeah.
faggots. Let's just do this.
Next time I will. Like, next time I will. And I'll use
show.
That exact phrase.
You should punch, Matt, punch Matt right now.
You know
now.
What, Sven? Yeah.
Punch
that's right.
him.
Fuck these
you
faggots.
Fuck these faggots.
Do it.
You could totally kick his ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Stop egging me on. You're such an instigator.
She's getting drunk, dude. Don't fucking push her.
That's why I'm doing that.
I'm going to have to.
No, actually, I'm not because this heartburn's killer. So
let's get her drunk
it.
And watch
I'm gonna
her
have
fight.
To hate fuck her tonight if that happens.
You should.
I'm.
She might need
no.
it.
She I'm gonna pass it. Out.
After,
to get home.
Yeah, because actually, after this show, it'll be probably around 2.
Oh, you get to ride your bike home.
I get to take you home and then go drop off the truck
mm-hmm.
to get the alignment done, and then because she's fucking poor and doesn't work hardly ever, and I have to pay for everything, yeah. I have to mountain bike from the fucking tire place. Thank you. all the way back to the house at 2 or 3 in the morning in the rain.
And it's raining. Well, it might not be raining by then.
I'm excited.
He only has to do this because you worked late.
Do the people see the evil stare coming from Danny's face right now?
She always does that.
No, because you're...
Watch any of the shows that they have had fights on. Because she's just like...
Oh, really?
Your internet is too poor to stream two cameras.
Oh,
this is what they give you in Montana.
Yeah, I do see
that. Our internet works good because we didn't skimp on the $10 speed step.
Hey, dickhead, neither die.
I'll pitch in with it.
Oh, fuck you.
But you pay for... wait a minute, what?
It's because
and I don't
all
work
these,
enough?
It's because all these old fuckers are up right now jerking off to porn while they're fucking
I'm over the internet thing.
Whoa, what would you like to talk about? Next topic, go.
Yeah, we're, I guess
so
we're done with that.
I don't work enough and you pay for everything?
How many 8-hour days have you worked in the past since we've been back from New York? Three?
Probably as many as I have.
Four?
Actually, in the past 15 days, probably like 10.
Nice. So you'll have
more than 8 hours, actually, for all those days.
Please.
Because they've called me in for doubles and whatnot, and I have to keep working late nights and shit, so I've been there for quite a lot.
So why can't you afford gas to take him to...
Because my boss doesn't give me a fucking car to drive wherever the fuck I want.
Did you have a job? Did you know there's over, what, 650,000 people or whatever who don't have jobs?
No, wait. I'm sorry
about my job. And that's why my paychecks are so small.
Actually, Danny was too busy getting hot dog from her boss.
Oh.
To be able to get gas in her car.
I put gas in my car.
Instead of the hot dog in her mouth.
Well, that...
I put gas in my car, but it just has to be enough to last till my payday, which is Wednesday.
Just saying.
But you don't pay for everything.
Attack. Go ahead. Remember what happened last time you attacked?
Sick of
you. You're in the corner.
What happened last time you attacked?
What are you going to do?
What happened?
What happened?
What happened? Is that when she started having sex with you? Again? Or was... That was the last time I saw you.
No, that was the time I almost left.
She does this. She does this every now and then. She'll like bring out the claws and then she'll like start
like
attacking.
Like Wolverine
and I'll say like four words and then she'll like start crying and then I feel bad because I'm the asshole.
You should be bad because you're a total dick.
Because she has a vagina and tears.
You're a fucking faggot. I hate you.
What's the matter? You attack and I attack and then you call me a faggot.
You guys
you're
battle.
A jerk.
Can we move on?
I'm a jerk. You are a jerk.
Hold on.
I like
it's
this.
Okay for you to attack,
it's like
but when
the
I attack
in the real life.
Cuz you attack all the time.
No, only when provoked.
What did you ask me to do today and you totally gave me a sarcastic dickhead move right after
Whoa.
I said something?
Anger?
Yes,
what did
siren.
I ask?
And just FYI, you did call them faggots like 5 minutes ago. I just wanted to make sure that everybody who was paying attention did catch all that. Okay.
No, but he goes,
recap.
You're going to have to go and take Brayden home so you can get the wireless router and blah, blah, blah.
Because Brayden forgot it. That's his fault.
And I'm like,
that is my fault.
Thank you. See?
And I said, oh, man. And because I don't have the gas and money to be wasting on
of course.
Weird trips out to wherever.
And it wasn't,
and
oh, man.
And he's like, oh, okay, is that cool? Oh, I guess not. Okay, I'll do it myself. Don't worry about
and
it.
You
I'm
know
like,
why?
Dude, you're being a dick. He's
no.
like, no, I wasn't.
Because you did the sigh. You did that.
Well, you know why
I know
did the sigh.
Yeah, I think everyone knows that.
I know that sigh.
And that just, that sets me off a little bit. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it myself. After I'm done breaking down everything by myself, and then bringing it up here by myself, and then setting it up by
sorry,
myself.
Sorry, I had to
I'll
work
handle it.
All fucking day in an actual job.
You worked
that,
8 to 5 today?
What?
Pardon?
8 to 5?
Yeah.
You with your pussy-ass job?
Pussy-ass job?
Yeah, the cush job.
You carry 100 pounds upstairs all day?
No, but do you
okay,
have to
then.
Fucking
okay,
be?
Then. Then shh.
But you can stop and sit in your truck and smoke whenever you want and listen to your own fucking podcast and all
can
and be by
no?
yourself and all happy
and
shit.
And it's my fault I made a good decision where to work and you didn't.
It's because your friend's dad owns the goddamn company, you
and
loser.
That's my fault that my friend's dads make better decisions than your friend's dads.
This argument brought to you by Glagnar's Human Rights.
And then that's how it ends. Do you hear that? Did everyone hear that? I'm going to punch you. You can't.
Violence.
I know.
Like, the most annoying thing I heard in the past little while is, well, get a better job. Get a better job.
Well,
get a better
I'm
job.
Just saying.
Get a better job.
Don't
get
attack
job.
My job.
Get a better job. Get a better job. That's so fucking annoying. I have a great job, actually.
What's the matter? Then why?
Nothing's the matter. Just right now, we're actually picking back up, and I'm working my ass off, and I'm still getting shit from you, and it doesn't help.
Well, how many credit collection notices have you gotten in the mail since you moved into my house? Because that seems to be the only mail we get anymore. Nice. I get my bill.
That has nothing to do with my job.
If you had more money, you wouldn't have credit collectors.
Who can afford $6,000 in hospital bills?
26Z, the band?
Well, hey, guys, how about you pay my hospital bills?
Hey, what do we get out of it? To buy new toys. Dude, I'm so sorry about your bills. I need new toys.
I'm sorry that your life sucks.
Hey, yeah. I didn't say my life doesn't. I don't have a kitchen.
See, that's funny, because we have a kitchen that we never fucking use.
I would like to use it, but someone doesn't like food at the house.
I didn't think about
because
it.
Because I hate doing dishes, and as you've proved time and time again, apparently neither do you.
Home and doing dishes?
Oh my god, I hate eating at home, and I hate dishes.
Thank you.
I am the least womanly woman person. I am the farthest away from Little Sally Homemaker.
Dude, I just like to be able to make grilled cheese.
No, dude, I brought this up to somebody yesterday. If the box of macaroni and cheese did not tell me to drain the water, I probably wouldn't do it. I do not cook. I don't know how to clean.
Like, I never took
it
so funny.
I was raised as a ballet dancer. Nothing more. Nothing less. It was never taught the essentials of actually living in a real society.
Right,
I was brought up to dance.
You wouldn't need to do that because as a ballet dancer, you would find some rich guy that would up and
right. And my family came from like a highly rich society.
So then what happened?
I turned into me.
Oh.
And then they were like, oh my god, you're so... I'm sorry, what was the word?
Wow.
They were and disgusted.
Really?
Disgusted.
Wow. Your own family?
Yeah.
That's rough. Didn't you explain to them that you are the way you are because of their genes?
I did explain to them that I am the way that I am because, you know, like, they brought me up and, like, they sent me off to do the things that I did and to travel to the places that I did. And, like, if you're, like, some old lady cruising by Santa Monica Beach and you see a hot fucking hippie on the side of the road and you decide to nail him when he's, like, 16 years younger than you, you're gonna fucking end up with some creepy little kid like me,
that
dude.
That will happen,
that's
I guess.
What's, dude, whatever. They all should have expected it. Whatever. Not my fucking problem. I don't know.
I cook for a living, so it's kind of nice when I have food at home and I can be like, huh, I want to cook something other than barbecue.
Cereal.
Barbecue.
Yeah, or even cereal.
I love cooking cereal.
Are you serious? That's all there should be is fucking like 10 boxes of cereal.
Dude, I eat cereal every day.
Like, I don't actually cook.
For breakfast?
I don't actually cook when I'm at home.
Cereal
like,
is
I'll just
always
cook
good.
Like little dumb things like grilled cheese or, you know, making cereal or like just. Jeez. Little dumb things like ramen noodles. Like, I love ramen.
I cook Chinese food. It takes fucking hours. Yeah, that's what I cook at home.
No, like, I don't worry about that shit. Fuck that.
Freaking we're like, we want wontons and like super honey hoisin chicken and noodles. And then it takes three hours to make it all.
No, I don't go that far or nothing. But like, I would like to just be able to make like little things like, you know, 5-10 minutes and I'm done with it and I can eat and I'm satisfied. Not cream cheese and ham.
Dude,
why don't you?
I would have been satisfied with the cream
hold
cheese.
Hold on.
Like, yeah.
Why don't you?
I will once I have cash.
Wait, what did you put the cream cheese on other than the ham?
What happened
my
to
my finger?
Really? Are you serious? You didn't have any breading for
it? Oh, he brought croissants for his ass.
Well, that's cream cheese and croissants is awesome. Just
yeah,
that.
He ate them all.
No ham.
Those were at the Elzapalooza show.
There's dry posh bread if you want to eat some. I mean, if you bite into it.
Yeah.
You got to dip it in oil or water some weird shit.
Good. I want Tums, but
whatever.
Hey, did I tell you today I found the source of the bad smell that has been plaguing me for the past 2 weeks?
I really don't think you told me
in
that.
My apartment.
No. Was it your vagina?
No, it was yours. See, now here's she gets mad. See,
oh, now she's
she
mad.
She dishes it out. I give it back, and then she's like, fuck you, faggot. Fuck you.
I've just had a really long day, and I'm easily
and I
agitated.
Have it. It's not just you, baby.
Hey. I had a long day, too.
We all had long days.
And besides
they,
that...
They sat here all day and waited for us to get here.
4:45 in the morning. Who could top that?
And besides
4:45 yesterday morning. Who could top that?
What do you do, sir?
What'd you do?
I worked at Burger Talking King for it.
Yeah, he's got it worse. You win.
And I'm sorry. Danny only said faggot in her head. She didn't say it out loud.
She did once. She called him a faggot one time.
No, her eyes said faggot. Her eyes question my sexuality, and when we get home and I hate fucker, she will remember how much
Oh, there's no sex going on tonight.
Then it's
rape.
Oh,
there's total sex going on tonight.
No.
Then it's rape.
Yeah, I'm not getting you guys.
It's rape.
There will be no rape. There will be a murder possibly, but no rape.
Does she know where you keep the gun? Because that's bad.
Yeah, I do.
You shouldn't have showed her
in my backpack.
We're going to read the newspaper tomorrow about an attempted
This backpack right here, this black one?
Then when you guys do some news, you can read about us.
Yay!
Hey, the police knocked on
my
door.
Episode 202 is going to be awesome.
The police knocked on my door asking if I've seen my neighbor recently. I haven't. The smell has been that of a dead person.
Nice.
Whoa.
Would you know, like, if there was a bad smell, you'd be like, oh, that's a dead person.
Jeffrey Dahmer lives in the apartment
something
above me.
Or.
Something rotting.
He's cooking. It's a smell that even Febreze cannot remove. Fuck my life.
Really? I didn't know that was like a quick fix.
What are you Febrezing? I mean, is the body in
the
your
air?
Closet?
Well, no, like, just your room, I guess.
Do you think that would help at all if you actually had the body there and you Febrezed it?
Well, then you could just get rid of it.
I think
no.
Soak it in a bathtub full of Febreze.
If the body was there, you could just throw it away or something. You can get rid of it. Take it out of your room, maybe?
Excuse me.
Can you not bury dead bodies under the floorboards?
Yeah, I'd appreciate it.
The hearts start beating.
Other people have to live here.
I start freaking out.
Oh, I can't wait for this story to come out, but a friend of mine just found out that a friend of his was found like 3 weeks after he was supposedly murdered. They're not sure yet. It hasn't come back yet. But he was left in a van out in the middle of, like...
Down by the river?
Not here.
I know. You guys were all thinking that.
Right, he was left in a van down by the river somewhere in Butte, outside of Butte. Outside of Butte, Montana, down by a river.
Butte.
And he was left in the van for, like, 3 weeks in the middle of the heat and stuff. And, like, his body pretty much just melted.
Cooked.
And they had to take dental records to find out who he was.
Sweet.
And
that
they
will
still
happen.
Have not found out through the autopsy what's going on and stuff
who
yet,
left
but
him there and shit.
Yeah, and it's it was actually my coworker's like one of his like high
green.
School friends or some shit, so he had to go home early today. It was crazy. So I can't wait for that story to come up, because that's pretty,
I want to read about that. That will be in the thing.
That's a pretty gnarly story for Montana.
Now
got
yeah.
one.
That's
so, Phoenix, Arizona, about 2 years ago, driving down the I-17 freeway. Cruising along, and there's a trailer about probably 50 to 100 feet ahead of us towing a big old backhoe. Trailer loses control, starts sliding sideways. The hook on the back of the backhoe ends up sideswiping the top of a guy's car, decapitating the guy.
Nice.
In like a 40-mile-an-hour accident, and the guy's car kept spinning while he was headless.
That's awesome.
Pretty brutal.
Holding on.
That is a brutal fucking way to die.
Wow.
Go team decapitation.
But,
yeah, go team decapitation.
Yay!
And that is also a good band, Decapitated.
But yeah, that's a pretty big story for Montana, so I'm pretty excited to see when that comes
now,
out.
Yeah. If you're a local podcast, that might be a good example of when to do local
things.
Tom.
Tom.
Today I was taking a bath and out of boredom started making sheep noises.
What?
Whoa.
I don't know who this person is.
Wow.
Stop whispering behind the mic. We can still hear you.
We hear you over him talking.
Have you not learned anything?
You guys were on the show except for him.
Come on.
Yeah, I wasn't.
Have you ever been so bored in the bath that you make sheep noises?
Yes. No.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Whoa. Two
Whoa.
Yes. No.
No. No.
No.
No. So, two yes. No. Two no.
I'm gonna have to break the tie and say absolutely yes.
Yeah. Really.
Yes.
I make duck sounds.
What?
If you can make a duck sound, you can make
a.
But I like the duck sound better.
Whack. I then had a conversation with myself in farm animal noises.
Nice. Dude, that's fucking sweet.
So
I've never met somebody else who's actually talked about
Speaking sheep is a gateway drug that may lead into having conversations in farm animal noises.
Wow.
When I got out of the bath, I walked to my bedroom in my towel, passing the living room, where my little brother's soccer team burst out laughing. You're in the shower having like a fucking Animal Farm and shit.
And there's a soccer team laughing at you.
Oh. Of like your little brother. So I'm assuming kids.
These are kids, yeah. Like remember, elementary school.
Remember when your little brother used to look up to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's
not
gone.
So
yeah,
much. That's
never hard. Again.
Yeah. That's over.
Next, like hour later, you hear him in the bathroom. Bah.
And then laughing to himself.
Right, this is kind of fun. Oh, like mockingly?
Yeah, sarcastically. Because you know she's listening.
You start finding like little stuffed barnyard animals everywhere in your room, like under your pillow.
That's
and in
weird.
Your...
Why do they all have holes
Walk
in the back?
Walk into the bathroom, there's just a stuffed sheep up on the counter.
That's so awesome. It's sexy time. Today I was at a bar. Fat guy looks at me for a while. And then sits down next to me, of course. Ooh.
That's already creepy.
Ooh. He turns, and I expect that he'll hit on me.
Of
he
course.
Then buttons down his shirt, presses his man boobs together, and says to his friends, "Look! I've got bigger tits than the girl next to me." His friends agreed, whoa. Fuck my life.
That is nice. Awesome.
And then fantastic. He started bawling like a sheep.
Yeah, and yes. then she started he crying.
Does. I never thought I would ever hear that.
I know.
I'm so glad that I know that now.
Well, as soon as you turn 21 and actually start going out to bars, you might
I would not even go out to bars.
You will
Are you
when
not
you turn
21?
No.
You will when you turn 21
I don't
and we
think
take
so.
You and get you fucking
yeah,
wasted.
I said the same
happen.
Thing.
Yeah.
I
still get wasted all the time.
I just
want to
say this now cuz you won't remember by the time you're 21. Mm-hmm. But after
That's true.
After you black out and then you wake up, when you wake up that big purple dong we have,
yeah,
it'll be in you.
You're not gonna get it very far.
Oh, trust me.
You think?
Sure.
I'll get it far.
I showed you the platform for stomping. That's what the balls are made for. On
it's
that.
For stomping.
You get it in, and
they're
then
stomping
stomp
balls.
It down.
Okay.
Stomping balls.
Contrary
balls
to all those people on your paper, dude,
balls
I love
deep.
My life. Okay?
Well, that's great. Why we read it. Our lives suck, but compared to this,
it's so much better.
We're living in paradise.
It makes
baby.
You feel better. About yourself. It does. That's
today,
why it's called Fuck My Life.
Today, while laying out, I kept feeling something misty, like a spray bottle.
Oh, you're getting peed on.
This is going
you're
ahead,
getting peed
exactly.
on.
Like semen or pee.
Or semen,
it's
yeah.
Pee.
It's pee. Curious it's pee semen. As to what it was, since it kept coming.
How is it spelled?
C-U-M.
Ah! Oh.
I looked up only to see the painters were peeing over the side.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, nice. Called it.
And
I know
the heavy
it.
Breeze
it.
Was turning their piss into a refreshing mist for me.
Aww,
how's that taste?
Like piss. Fuck my life. Painter piss.
Painter piss. Piss.
You know,
it tastes like
at least
painter.
It was artistic, I guess.
Dude, there's people that not have made really. Millions of dollars for shit like that.
R. Kelly?
A missy piss?
Yeah.
Well,
videotape and shit like that.
A
dude.
Misty. Piss.
I'd pay right. for it, I think.
Would you? Do you like getting would. Pissed on?
Well,
I think if my window was open
can
and
we
I was
hit
asleep.
Pause for
yeah,
a minute? We'll
I guess. Should we try this?
How do we do this? Like a contract or you yeah. just want to shake on it? Or
who's gonna be the peer and who's going to be you know, the one
you
getting peed
up on the roof? Dude,
well,
like,
obviously.
Kind of coming through the window and kind of like, you know.
Just a breeze? Just like have
a fan
blown
outside
in.
The window.
Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, it can be a pissy
and blow it in.
Pissy mist.
Yeah, just a mist, not like the whole piss.
What, is that like a Sierra mist or?
Well, no, it's a piss mist.
Oh, okay.
Wow, your sponsors must love you.
What we
sponsors?
Don't have any
yeah,
sponsors.
Wait a minute.
I think that
but
was
if
that
you
was
did,
the
they
joke.
Love you.
Yeah,
not right. as much as they love you.
Aww.
The Reach Around Foundation. That's the only one I can
by
think
Thompson's
of.
Teeth.
Thompson's teeth.
Today I was at a club with a friend. A cute guy kept smiling and looking over at me. He left his seat and went to the bar and brought back two drinks.
Hmm.
Huh. He waved me over and then said, "Hey, can you tell your hot friend that I bought her a drink?"
Nice.
Is that,
I saw where that was going.
Does that ever work if you... There's two chicks... One of them totally hot.
As yes.
And the other one's fat and
yes.
ugly.
I'd be like, yes, let me take yes, that to her.
Wait.
I just say yes and let me take that.
Is there
thing,
a story
the
you need to tell us right now?
Please.
There's probably lots of stories. No, see,
what's one that comes to mind?
The one that comes to mind always is the ugly chick gets stuck with your friend.
Like, hey, just take one for the team. This hey, this is the last time, I promise. I know I said that last time the last time.
She won't go without her
dick,
friend.
Usually, if you pull that shit right away. But
they both have to get
friend, your sensitive friend is not a dick.
Right.
He's sensitive.
Hey, I'd fuck a fat bitch.
Hey, if you had to. You love him too. They just gotta pay.
Yeah.
Sven likes him thick.
More cushion for the pushing.
Ew.
Yeah, I'd rather fuck.
Ew.
Sven, you've really convinced yourself that that's okay, man.
Hey, you know what? It is okay.
Good for
you.
You
know what? It is okay.
I'm proud of you.
I feel really happy for you.
My dad always used to say, man, if you're not.
Brandon, have you ever had sex?
No,
yes.
He has never
I
had
have,
sex. You're
actually.
A liar.
I'm not currently fucking a fat bitch.
My dad used to
Braden,
say,
pillows
like,
don't count, man.
No, I'm not talking about pillows.
Can we please listen to what my dead father said once?
I was listening.
Sure.
I'm
let's go.
Hey, we all have dead fathers here.
Just do it.
Hey, wait. All
right, Ray?
I just saw mine.
Dead father say?
I didn't.
Yours is on his way.
Whoa. They'll be there soon.
Whoa.
Ouch. Whoa.
That's sad to say.
Don't
but,
ever
you know.
Say that to me again.
Can I tell you why?
Do not say that.
Because this is really good.
Yeah,
I've been mulling
do
this
wanna,
over for the.
Do you
want
to tell us, or
about
do you
how
want
my,
Matt?
About how my dad's gonna die?
Well, just about all the stress of having a gay son and a wife that's kind of losing it slowly.
It was a dream.
And dying.
And when I say it, I mean her mind and her.
Like, I'm not contributing to this death at all. Correct?
No, no, because you got the fuck up out of Dodge.
Yeah, but it's not like she's responsible for what's happening to them.
Instead of contributing to your dad's death, now you will be contributing to mine.
Okay, which I'm cool with.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think she minds if you die at all.
No.
Like, I bet she prefers it right now.
She likes to. What?
I said, I don't even think you guys know what's going on over here.
No.
No idea.
I've given up. And
he was doing
everybody
a
out there knows.
Show.
I'm right here.
I can't get in this conversation, I don't think, you know. It's
is your dad dead?
Probably.
Do you not know?
We're not really sure.
When's the last time you saw your dad?
Oh, I never saw my dad.
When
ever?
Was the last
ever.
Time you... So have you ever talked to him?
No, I have a picture. Does that count?
Really?
I talked to him through the picture. Is in my Ouija board.
Nice.
That's crazy. I tried that once until I realized that
it was Kurt Cobain.
He quit listening to me a long time
ago. Yeah.
But yes, I would like to know what you've thought about that, Matt.
What?
My dad.
What? Oh, I already told you that he's so stressed out from having a gay son and a wife who blows all the money on gambling and liquor and
my dad's never gonna die. Thanks. Okay.
My dad's
never.
Gonna live
never.
Forever.
Okay. Everyone, every
no,
single
no.
person is gonna
no.
die.
Let me
my
and Braden tell you from experience, he will die, and if you're lucky, you'll be the one that finds him.
Yeah.
My dad's name
how
is
awesome
Superman.
Is that?
He can only die by the evil
and when he
kryptonite.
And when he does die,
AKA a heart attack.
Every time he did die, he came back.
Yeah. That.
See.
It's Jesus.
That's how you know your dad loves you.
Oh my God.
You know, on the last episode.
Dude, is your dad Jesus?
Wesker.
No.
That one is so much better.
Okay. On the last episode, I told everyone 10 reasons why Superman
Wesker
was better than Jesus.
Wesker. Oh, dude. Right. Nice.
Yeah. Nice. 10 reasons. That's all you need.
No. I was about 100 reasons why Chuck Norris is better than Jesus.
Well, yeah. Who isn't, really? Yeah.
I could give you 5 why
Siren?
I'm better than Jesus.
When Chuck Norris does push ups, he moves the ground with him.
I heard that.
His tears cure cancer.
About 100 times.
You know what? Under his beard, it's not his chin. It's only
his
fist.
I heard that one.
Yes.
The third fist of Norris.
That's from Family Guy.
Siren would like to say something.
Hold on. Is that like Fist of the North Star? Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
So this is from like 3 minutes ago. Did you know that in the streets of San Francisco, when
that's
those
cool
people...
That's
cool
for our video listeners.
Yeah, dude. They come and hand you these cool little pamphlets and stuff. They're really styling. They come, little kids. It's neat. And there is a 12-step program on how to get into heaven.
Really?
And it's a you can learn it from a little book.
What's that called?
It's called
the 12 steps to get
program.
To heaven.
No, like, you know how you have AA?
I got it.
What is it?
The Stairway to Heaven.
Oh!
Oh! Nice!
Thank you.
Oh.
So it's the SWH instead of AA.
Now
right?
I totally know it's full of shit.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Oh, we're big Led Zeppelin. Oh, wait.
I am, actually.
I'm not.
Wait, that's a song?
Oh my God.
Shut the fuck up.
Today I got a taxi home from work, only having notes in my wallet. I told the taxi driver that I'd run inside my house and you know, come back with the change for the journey.
Well, of course.
Notes?
He agreed. Yeah, like C-notes.
Oh, okay.
Camel cash. Yeah. I don't
fucking know. An IOU.
Marlboro Miles.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell does having notes in your wallet mean?
They discontinued the
He must be British, mate. He agreed, but only if I left my bag as collateral. Oh. It seemed fair. An hour later, I realized my wallet was missing.
That's
your wallet was in your bag.
Initially, that is your fault for trusting a cabbie.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen Taxi Cab Confessions?
Yeah. And honestly,
taxi?
I tell you one thing, they're not pastors for a reason.
Well, okay? And how can you trust someone that doesn't even speak your language? I mean, right. I can't even communicate with
you. He could have been saying that, yeah, you run in and I'm going to steal your shit.
Yeah, and you have no idea. You're like, okay, cool, dude.
You hand him the bag. Like, that's fine.
It sounded really nice. Like, he was like, yeah, totally. That's cool. Yeah.
This is a gift.
I'm a cool person.
I would leave, like, my shoe and be like, I'll be back. I need two of these.
Yeah, but you can buy new shoes pretty cheap.
I would leave a handshake.
Right?
I'm not getting anything.
I promise I'll come back and give you money.
I will come again. I promise. Today I was working as a waitress at a wedding. I hate myself and everything I do.
Fuck my life.
Yeah. I was trying to clear the tables as quickly as possible and decided to place a half bowl of soup on top of the pile of plates I was carrying. As I was hurrying back to the kitchen, I tipped and spilt the soup all over the bride's ivory dress.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Was it like tomato soup?
Wow. Probably.
That would have been brutal. I'm hoping.
Oh, that's brutal.
Only in her crotch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just right there.
That'd be awesome.
It's like, did you have an accident you need to take care of?
Mm.
So much for your honeymoon.
That catering company got
sued. Must be a heavy day.
Sued? Oh, yeah.
I need some heavy flows today.
I'm a 7 today.
Yeah.
Today, my girlfriend of 3 years broke up with me because she couldn't take a joke. Oh, no. Because the... take jokes better.
Ooh. Did you write this one?
No, because the love advice that she gets on her cell phone every week says that I'm
cheating on her.
Oh my god!
Says that I'm cheating on her. I've never cheated on her, and I was planning to propose next week.
Fuck my life.
But you know what? Honestly, if you're with a girl that believes that kind of BS in the first place,
that's definitely what I'm
saying. Like, later, dude.
Yeah, it's over, finally.
Kick dirt, you're out.
I was kind of waiting for a reason.
You know, Miss Cleo told me that you've been cheating on me.
It's like, you know what? She stacks her tarot cards so she gets what she wants.
But after that, how can you take that person seriously anymore? Yeah. Like, well, this sex line I called told me that, you know, like...
Really? You paid money to have that shitty advice?
And now look at us.
I know. Where are we now?
You're pregnant, having to go get an abortion now. I can't raise this.
And I just proposed to you, and now I regret it.
I bought this ring.
I know.
That's
I'm
not
go pawn now.
Non-refundable.
Yeah, I'm gonna pawn it.
And
now
you know they're
for $20.
For yeah, like
and
10%.
I spent $500.
Well, no, because you just have to imagine that when he actually does like get down on his knee and like bust out the ring and it's like, I want to marry you. She's got to be like, well, hold on a second. Let me text my love advice line.
Yeah.
Right.
Find out if the answer is yes or no and I'll get back to you.
Hold on.
A second.
Let me ask my Magic 8-Ball on my iPod.
Exactly.
On my iPod Touch.
My and if
it's the app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it says yes, I'll totally marry you. But if it says ask again later, it's off.
Siren.
Yes.
How many times have you been proposed to?
Well, this is good.
I would like to know.
She doesn't want to answer.
I've got a pretty good number.
La, 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 la. Earmuffs.
Okay.
What's your weenus count?
Off the top of my head?
Yes. No, I want to.
How many want me to, like, recount? Okay.
Right.
Right.
Like, figure it out.
We got time.
Okay. Do the math. Carry
okay,
the
okay.
two.
Carry the two.
All right. The real question is actually, how many times have you been proposed to?
That
and
you
then
can
how
remember.
How many times have you been engaged?
Because this horse
right.
done it like five
okay.
times.
At least.
High
okay,
five.
I would say propose
girl
to.
Girl power.
I would give it a minimum of 30.
Okay.
With a maximum of like 80.
Wow.
Okay.
Like, and that's around ballpark
and engaged
area.
To.
Engaged to.
It doesn't
I would
count.
Say yes.
It this, doesn't count this, if it's the same
no,
dude.
No.
Right.
Stalking.
It definitely
not the same person over and over
it's
again.
It's per person.
Okay. And then engaged to somebody has only been once
okay.
that I was aware of. which right. was to this guy.
And you married
now,
him.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, there was somebody who was apparently under the understanding that I was engaged to them, which I was unaware of because I did not speak his
this
language.
This was not consensual.
Because whoa. He wow. lived in Mexico. Whoa. Okay, I
what did he speak? Let me ask.
Mexican. Spoke Spanish. Yes.
Okay. Oh, so you met him in L.A.?
No. Nice. I used to... That was good, though.
That's good.
I used to vacation a lot in Puerto Vallarta, and I went down there. Like, the first summer I ever went down there, I met this really hot... Mexican.
Waiter?
Yeah, he was a bartender.
Hell, maybe.
No, like the first time I met him, he
that
was
fucked
like
my life.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Fuck like, there's one right there.
Mexican waiter.
Yeah, he was like seven. I was like 17 or 18 years old the first time I met him, and then like I went back there every summer after that, and like on spring break, and like so I saw him a lot. And like he only spoke Spanish, and I only spoke English, and like we always had somebody else there who kind of like.
Tried made to translate it,
tried to make tried. Sense for us.
Yeah, I was just so, curious because, yeah, the yeah. whole proposal thing. I've been proposed to 6 times.
Nice.
And engaged 4 times. All
wow.
of which were long relationships.
Whoa,
times.
I did not know that about you,
she's,
actually.
She's nice. Proposed to me like 3 times.
Seriously?
So, yeah.
No.
How? Wait, who are the people that you were engaged to? I'm curious. Just a first name. That's
Adam
all
West.
I care.
Yeah.
Adam West?
Wait, from Batman?
From Family Guy.
that was like his best career move ever.
Ever.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Ever.
Yeah. Yes. Hi, Fairly Odd Parents, please.
What's
he?
Hello. He's the crazy
yeah,
fucking
he
cat next door, dude.
Anything but Adult Swim?
Oh, yeah.
It's Adam West plays the cat guy.
That's
whatever
totally.
The hell his name is, dude.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Yeah, his name is everywhere. And that's yeah. why you should marry him.
Adam West?
You should right there.
Yes.
Engagement.
Adam
five.
West, if you
this
are
is five,
watching
right?
the jam hole right now,
he
you are
to
marry Danny.
To
really? I don't know. You're
actually,
kind of,
Adam Adam West is in the chat, and he wants to know if the chick with the pink hair can sit with her legs open just a little
oh,
bit
I'm
more.
I'm sorry. Did you need to see my Hello Kitty underwear?
Right. Yes. That's what they
so.
Wanted. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm sorry.
No,
my bad.
Off the top of my head, JR, Gabe, Jake.
I know that one.
No whammies, no whammies. Big bucks, big bucks.
I'm sorry. Can anybody in this room right now name every single person they've ever slept with?
No.
No. No.
I just wanted to get... No, wait, I'm sorry, except John.
And Brayden.
I've
what?
Made up nicknames for them in my head.
See, I don't even remember some of the people that I slept with. I remember having sex on nights.
I nicknamed
well,
them the Marlboros.
I remember something.
Nope, there's one. There's at least one I can't remember.
Oh, there's plenty I can't remember. Where
yeah.
I just know I had sex that night, but I'm not really sure.
I've
who
had
where.
Nights where I don't know if I had sex or not. I just, yeah. I don't know.
Okay, and my girlfriend
sometimes,
slept.
Hey,
on.
What was
hey,
that
sometimes, sometimes you get a little too fucked up.
Sometimes you feel like
a nut himself.
Sometimes you do.
Just the tip, baby.
Hey, whore.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
The only,
whore
the
is
only,
a better term.
The only difference is I never, like, put shit in their drinks, like, apparently happened to you.
Right, you asked them
no,
if they
I
wanted it.
Remember.
No, you asked them if they wanted
well,
this.
I woke up the next morning, there was a condom hanging out of my ass, but I don't remember anything. That's what you sound like.
Wow.
No.
Whore. Is it
quite.
Really? I don't...
I just slept with a lot of people back then.
Yeah, I don't think she's ever said anything like that.
No. Match just the whore.
I thought we were supposed to all do different farmers.
Oh. Oh, we did the same one.
All three of us did, didn't we?
We all mooed in the name.
Nice.
Oh, wait, monkeys aren't on farms, bro.
No, that's true.
Oh, Christ.
Jungle Wildlife with John.
All right.
Oh.
Matt?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was,
it's your
I
turn.
I was reading Fuck My Life.
Right, some time
in my
ago.
Head. Did you guys want to hear this?
Sure.
Yeah.
Today, I was with my 14-year-old son when we saw baby Sparrow being attacked by 4 or 5 blackbirds.
Yes.
Cool. Nice.
Those fucking blackbirds, man.
Right?
Every time. They'll gang
bitches.
Up on Whitey sometimes.
Yeah. They're not nice,
man.
They
beat down.
Man, fucking yeah. racist.
You get 4 or 5 black anythings in, like, one place.
There's
going to
be
out.
Problems.
There's going to be a fight.
And a chair
there's
gets
something's
going
to happen.
A chair gets thrown.
If
it's,
oh, yeah.
It's
thrown,
it's
on.
You don't even have to hit anybody,
you don't even,
man. Yeah. You don't even have to hit nobody.
That's really what I was saying. You don't even have to hit nobody.
That's why you bring John with us.
You just throw the chair.
That's so awesome.
Wow.
Poor black people. So oppressed.
I love
so
that
oppressed,
show.
Yet there's one in the White House and you're still so oppressed. Boo-hoo me. The baby sparrow ran toward us for protection.
Aww.
Then went past both of us and ran straight down the storm
sewer. Wow. Wow.
Now would
wow.
be a good... Is this the birds and the bees
you
talk?
Yeah.
Or,
like, no.
How did you... Yeah, of course.
Death.
Yeah.
Either or. Today I went to watch the movie Up. You guys ever heard of that?
I don't yes. know.
No.
What nice is it?
Children. Oh, yes. Let's see it.
Disney Pixar.
Oh, okay.
Oh, in cartoon. Real 3D.
Yes.
At one point that's in the movie, really I got really sad and started to cry a bit.
Aww.
I'm 33. No. The,
fuck my life.
The 7-year-old girl next to me noticed and told me, hey,
it's okay.
Shut up. Trying to watch my show here. Yeah.
Nice.
Fucking wow. cry, baby. Yeah, you're 7.
What? What? It's just hi, a movie.
My face.
You stupid bitch.
I know, it's animation. Why yeah. are you crying?
It's 3D. Fucking enjoy it.
I have cried at commercials. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I
whoa.
Can honestly say...
Commercials.
Like Subway commercials? Like,
wait,
how
wait,
did
wait,
you
wait.
Lose so
wait.
Much weight?
Stop. Which
wait,
ones?
Stop. Wait.
Oh, is it that animal
wait.
Shelter commercial?
Is it stop. The Geico commercials?
Yell louder and maybe they'll stop. That'll be good to edit.
Hey.
Thanks.
But you've been...
huh? What?
You made noise. It's
you,
not
boop.
You're right. It doesn't work.
I'm listening to you. I swear.
You have been pregnant.
I have.
So
what does that have to do with baby sparrows?
Yeah.
They make you cry
baby.
When you're pregnant.
I can
she
see.
She will cry at commercials while pregnant. That's
oh, no.
probably the whole deal.
Oh, no. No, that's not what I was saying
oh,
at all.
Cause it's
I
hormone.
Cried at commercials
you're
before
just a
I got pregnant. The whole pregnant thing was like a, oh, guess what? I'm pregnant. Oops.
John, how do you feel about being pregnant?
Wow.
No, I definitely
are you
cried
pregnant?
At commercials
being pregnant
before
for
that.
Yeah,
did you
just about
did you really did you really say oops?
Whoops.
Yes.
How does
it was
your
probably like fuck, fuck, fuck. No, no, no. I was just really happy that they said it was a boy and that I didn't have to deal with periods and that if he wanted to wear makeup he could.
And her getting knocked up at
right.
That
yeah,
that
all
would
I have
suck.
To do is tell him to wear something and we're like and by the time that
wear
he
wear
gets
a hat, son. Yeah. Go have sex. Wear this really cool biker cap.
Like right. fuck it. We have the technology thought, now that as soon as they're circumcised, we just fucking sew the condom on.
Yeah.
I thought dads were supposed to handle like the boy
parents.
And, like, if
don't
it was a girl, like, the girl, the house mom bus. Would have to, like, deal with
yeah, right. nowadays, parents don't handle any of that
no,
shit.
No, they don't.
That's all on teachers. And then...
Wow. Not Google it.
And then the teachers go. Are underpaid, so they don't give a shit.
All the
so
parents
like,
do is give the
like,
kids a home and feed them.
Here's a penthouse, and there's obviously
credit
females
card.
In your class, so, good luck. I'll be back yeah. in 45. Going to Starbucks.
Enjoy your life.
Fuck yeah, dude. I wish it was goddamn Starbucks.
Today it was graduation day, and the first time I'm hosting an event. Ooh, stage fright. When I got on stage, I stared at the audience for a good 5 seconds, and then...
Vomited.
I fainted.
Oh!
That's what I was thinking.
Busted my head on the corner of the desk and died. Mm. Fuck my life.
Okay.
How did you write
good thing
that?
It's over.
How did you write that
from
after
beyond.
You died?
He was, I'm sorry. Can nobody tweet and multitask at the same time, dying, knocking your head,
while that's happening?
All at the same time?
Yeah, that's true.
The other
he,
night,
like,
I didn't think of that.
Auto message.
I was right. getting my dick sucked the other night, and then yeah. I like had my phone in my pocket. And I'm like,
dude,
totally
we're not
getting
supposed to
my
talk
dick
about
sucked.
That. I thought we
wow, look at that
totally
look.
Totally getting my
Danny's
dick sucked.
Not happy
by not Danny totally getting my dick.
You know, actually, just for the record, I did not see that Twitter, and I check it regularly.
Would it be cool if it
yeah.
was by a dude?
Whoa.
No.
Would that be better
she
than
to think
it be
about
by
for
you?
A sec.
No.
Watch this. Would it be cool if it was from another chick?
No.
Right away. See, would it be cool
right.
if it was a dude?
No.
Would
no,
it be cool
see,
if it was
you?
You
knew it was coming, cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
I have a chihuahua, dude.
Whoa.
You could see some
what?
Nah, I,
don't put your dick in anything.
I grew out of that phase.
What? Siren? What?
Right. A warlock couch fucker?
I best. Can smoke in here.
Today.
Okay, I have to pee.
I had a third date with a great guy. Over dinner, he told me that he wanted to see more of me.
Naughty.
Like the boobs?
Right. I want to see you naked.
I want to take it for a test drive. When I agreed, he pulled out his schedule book and started to tell me he was dating 5 other women besides me.
Right.
He
so,
then, he
I,
then,
I can squeeze you in between 2 and 5.
He then told me what week in the rotation I would be.
Exactly.
Sweet. He wasn't kidding. Fuck my life.
Wow. Nice.
That sounds like a real winner there. But yeah. The way some
he has
these,
his pick of the litter.
The way some of these girls are, though, you got to keep your options open because you don't know.
He's going to make a bunch of women very happy.
They're doing the same thing.
Right. They're all whores.
They're all whores.
Yeah. Doesn't mention anything about him being Mormon.
No. Oh, but okay. That is a good possibility.
He didn't have multiple wives. He was just fucking
hey,
everybody.
He was working on it.
Well,
all right.
Who says
he's
getting married?
Okay, I want to clarify right now that we are not talking about me.
Right. Right.
Wait, did you write this?
Your internet's not fast enough to write fuck my life song.
Hey, jackass, get a better computer.
Today, I had the closing shift at work in a cafe, and there was a man and lady left. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Sounds like Whoa.
I made them coffee and started to close up. When the lady finished her coffee, she got all woozy because I dosed her drink, of course.
Well, yeah.
when she finished
her
coffee.
She was kind of cute.
It's not a good coffee shop unless they dose your drink.
Right. I knocked him out dead. She's, you know, she'll be passed out for a few. When the lady finished her coffee, she grabbed my arm and said, I think that man is masturbating. I think that man is masturbating. What? And leaves in a hurry. I had to wait for him to finish before I could close up. Fuck my life.
Why? Why did she? Why would you
get
have
the fuck
to
out
because
here.
The customer is always right.
Oh, fuck that shit.
Because she works at a porn store.
Oh, well, that's okay
that's
then.
Fine,
okay.
Then.
But I thought you said it was a coffee shop.
Right.
Slash
okay,
porn
if
store.
If it was a coffee shop, why the fuck did she have to wait?
It's called Borders.
Nice.
Ah.
Oh, yeah, you the plot thickens. The
fucking A. That's
shit in the elevator?
I worked at Borders.
And?
Shit in the elevator.
Because the bathroom.
Me. But
you just found shit in the elevator.
Yeah, it ends up there. Toilet token.
If we DNA tested it, would it come back to you, perhaps?
God, I hope not.
Wouldn't that be weird? Either A, you took a dump in the elevator, or B, you had
somebody
your dick
moved.
Up some dude's ass and then got your DNA in his poop when he dumped
really
in the
elevator. I really like that one.
Huh? Here be yeah, the choice.
Especially,
I was liking my third option, which was somebody was digging around in poop, but the anal
you
the anal penetration thing.
I would go for digging around in poop and fucking some guy in the ass in the elevator
at the same time. All of it, all
coming
to
pay with your
now. That's
poop.
Could you tweet while you did that?
No, I don't tweet from my phone. I don't think it, you know. It's that would be really hard.
You're not significant enough for people to know your each and every move.
Yeah, only when I wake up.
If you were a chick, you'd feel differently about it.
Maybe.
She's tweeting right now.
Nice.
I
bet.
Oh, should I tweet?
Thank you for smoking around our equipment, Danny. I appreciate that.
No problem.
I'm doing it too, you cunt. Blame
but the
me
smoke's
as well.
Blowing
don't make
out that way.
I'm by my own equipment as well.
Right. Her smoke's blowing
and in
towards
my house,
the computer.
Which is unheard of. We don't
unheard
really.
Of.
Yeah, this doesn't
we
happen.
We also don't do podcasts from your house.
No.
But hey, we're
we
breaking
also don't
all
do drugs.
We're breaking all the rules.
The laws of physics.
I agreed to give her a cigarette if I could have a cigarette right here.
Right.
So that was the deal. So
gotcha.
I gave her one and now I'm smoking right
and
here.
And plus your kid isn't here too,
yeah.
I guess.
Right, right.
So.
Which is and the door is open.
Right.
It should be all aired out by the time right. we get the fuck out.
Sure.
Are you done rationalizing it?
My nipples are hard.
Not done hating you, but go ahead.
Why?
Matt, are your nipples hard?
I want to hear more about this love-hate thing. Like,
yeah,
okay,
why?
Time out. Let me do this. I want to hear about
your
relationship.
Because
you're
angry in your life doesn't mean you have to hate your boyfriend who loves
you're
you very much.
You're a total dick all
ouch.
The time. Shut up.
Ouch.
No. I'm Dr. Ouch. Ruth here. That's painful. A relationship. Well, that's now,
do
tell him what you dislike about
it. You're going to feel that one in the morning.
Tell me how you really feel.
You're a poopy head.
Does he not put the toilet seat down? Does he?
No, he totally does that. He's the only boyfriend I've ever been with that actually puts the seat
down. Good job.
Down.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank
yeah.
You.
I close the whole thing.
I do that.
No, you don't. You leave it up.
Wait, his house. Actually, just now I did.
You're
I put
pig.
It all the way down.
Penis I've
head.
Always
even
done that,
lid.
Even if I live by myself. It's just, I'm just clean, I guess. I don't know.
I guess.
I lick my ass, and then I, you know, take a
right.
leak, and then I put the seat
we
down.
We should
what
have
else
relationship, like, counseling through
he plays
them.
A great therapist.
You should. You should have it
great.
On. You
bring
should
it on. What's
record
your problem?
It.
Yeah, that's what the show
see,
is
I don't
that.
Think that's, yeah, that's not how we communicate with each other here.
We actually used the show as therapy for our relationship.
I wouldn't have to yell at her all the time if she wasn't so fucking deaf.
I'm come only on. Deaf because you yell.
How happy do you think your neighbors are right now? Because we're kind of loud.
Yeah. They're a lot happier without, you know, 13, 14, 1600 watts of noise.
Yeah.
Probably
you guys are
out.
Loud. It's fucking
yeah,
awesome.
We are very loud.
No,
can
every,
they hear us across the lake?
They, probably not.
Probably not.
You yeah, like, no. Fuckers.
Wait, I couldn't hear you. Say that louder.
Cluck.
Wait.
Cluck.
Why are you so mad? You were cool this morning. You're cool last
it's
night.
Just when she's around you. It seems
I
like.
Think it's you, Brayden.
Is
maybe
it?
It's your pheromones.
She's totally cool when it's me and her.
You're a male. I'm a male. She feels like she has to overexert.
What are the estrogen levels here, though? You know,
pardon?
Right?
Estrogen levels,
well,
testosterone.
Matt's
we have to
at the top.
Well, she injects estrogen into her boobs every night.
Nice. How does that feel?
Whoa. Is that like steroids?
That's why they're big.
Is that like steroids for chicks or something?
I want them.
Kind of, yeah.
I want them too.
It makes their twats strong.
But
if I could
for
give
dudes,
you boobs,
it makes their...
you could have them.
It's like a steel clamp.
I have a scalpel upstairs unopened.
That would be painful. If I could
of
just
course,
like,
magical fairy dust
take a
to get
cup
out there.
Off and give it to you, I'd be glad.
Wow.
Brayden.
Yes?
What was I bitching about at work today? Because I was bitching
to
you.
Hold on. The easier question to answer, what was she not bitching about?
No, because it was all about you.
It's just you, actually.
What's the deal? Why can't you just talk to me about it?
Because you do this.
What?
What?
Ask you what's wrong?
No, you get sarcastic and all...
I think every male does that. I think it's a defense mechanism. I think
right.
That's what I learned from Dr. Spock.
If you were
Spock
my girlfriend,
80s.
I'd probably do
wait,
that
did
too.
You just, hold on. Hold on. Did you just say Dr. Spock?
Dr. Spock. Yes. And I'm not talking about Star Trek.
That's brilliant.
Of course not. A
crate full of Dr. Spock tapes.
No one can hear
yeah,
me.
Yeah, see? They fucked us up. Yeah.
There's like at least 200 tapes, cassette tapes. With like hours upon hours.
Speaking
of
to the microphone.
No, I was just
yeah,
really.
Yeah, you totally got talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I give up.
I was just totally yeah, upset yeah. And like over the fact that every time I talk to you about my job or and your job and compare the two and like say something like, well, you know, I worked my ass off today and you're like, well, I did too. And
don't compare. That is the number one thing to
yeah,
any,
well,
any good relationship.
It aggravates me when
you know?
He's like, get a better job. Find a better job.
Because
find a better job.
I'm just saying it's because you're always complaining about it. It's like if you're that not happy, then do something.
Go work with
it.
Him.
He's pushing you to better yourself.
Thank you.
Go
I'm
work
trying
with
to
him.
Motivate you. No, we're not hiring any more girls. Thanks, though. So.
You got enough secretaries?
I know. Yeah, we're good on secretaries.
Yeah, well, you complain about your job, too, a lot, especially on Twitter.
But I keep it to myself.
He does. You
I
do
complain
on Twitter.
About my job on
you're
Twitter.
You're like, oh, I'm in Libby.
But at least...
coughing up blood.
At least on Twitter, you can choose whether or not to read it.
True,
I'm not
it's
actually...
Your, well, and plus, on Twitter, it's just your internet persona. It's not
no,
your real
wait,
life.
He does bring it home sometimes. Like, when he's had a
well,
lot
I don't
of
know about
I've
that.
Read your Twitter. It seems pretty real life. I keep bumping this microphone stand. I'm a jackass.
That's sorry. Fine. Yes. I'm sure that'll okay. Be the least of the
yes,
editing
yes, my Twitter
problems.
Is pretty much all real life.
Okay. You, when you Twitter, it is kind of always unhappy.
Hmm. No, sometimes I Twitter like, oh man, I'm so happy.
When it's sex, you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and
but
say,
him,
fuck
it's
Twitter.
Different. Yeah.
Thank you. And fuck Oprah.
They're over right. Capacity.
No, I usually Twitter when I'm pissed at work.
You
or
do. You
pissed
do.
About Matt.
That's
you
all
like
you Twitter
the attention.
About. It's how she vents. Because she can't
I
vent
Twitter
to you, though.
So that when I'm 80, I can go back through my whole life and be like, yep. Yeah, I'm ready to go. This fucking sucks.
My life was
I'll pull the fucking plug myself, thanks.
And when I Twitter because it's amusing.
At that same time, I'll be checking my Twitter, and I'll still have, like,
how do you
three
Twitter?
Except, hold on, except that you'll have forgotten your username and or password.
No, I will, but I've only Twittered, like, three times, so there really won't be much
but his computer saves his login and password.
Right.
Stuff,
see,
so.
I log in once, and that's all I gotta do.
Well, I can't remember my password.
Let's right. Pray, let's pray that you have that computer when you're 80.
Yes.
Right, right.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't remember what I was bitching about earlier.
I don't either. Exactly. I was busy working.
And you know what that means?
Well, go to twitter.com/...
Exactly.
And it was just the find a better job thing that pissed me off. I'm like, you know, I do have a
but
great job.
You have to admit that I only say that when you attack me.
It's be...
Are we talking emotionally?
Yes. Well,
or are we talking...
How do I attack you?
Or verbally?
Because you're always like... Stuff about money or the gas card or driving the work truck all the time. It's like, well, then
well,
pick
you have
a
cush
better
job, and I actually have to work.
That and that's when I say should have picked a better job.
But I
and
like my job.
Well,
I like to work. It's just you're like, oh, I had such a long day, and it was so gay, and I had to see these people, and I had to lug water upstairs and stuff. I'm like, dude. Go fuck yourself.
You're
I really work
two different
today
things.
Yes,
so
never compare.
You cook
never
food. Compare. I carry
yeah, he did,
heavy
he did
things.
Say that, yeah.
That's why
all
you
day
two are so good together.
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Yeah. Matt, do you like your job?
<It is.
laughs> Danny, you said you like your job?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay,
then.
So
shut the fuck
both
up,
of you like
on
your jobs. So honestly, at the end of the day, there is no comparison.
No, there's dissatisfaction
yeah
with every job.
Exactly.
Right.
She
that's a good point.
Dissatisfied.
Right.
She just does it just to bitch about something.
I play music, dude. I you know, fuck around.
Do you like your job?
I complain about it. It's hard work.
No
bam
matter because it's your job. Yes. No matter what your job is, you still
you're
hate
still
it because it's a job.
It. Yeah.
You're just supposed to be my other half and like listen to me. And
I do.
The
half that hates
not
you.
Just
fuck
bitch
that
back.
Dude, yeah.
But what it is when it's the same thing all the time. Like okay. It gets old, you know?
Maybe he's actually the half that you've been missing.
Uh-huh.
And he fits
whoa
perfectly
he's
into the puzzle.
Exactly.
He's reaching out to you.
Zelda wow 2, the missing link.
I didn't even think about that.
Jasmine.
That's nice.
Had to get all deep and
you bring a good
spiritual
point
for a second.
You bring
he's
a good point
like
to the table.
In any kind of conversation or whatever, though, he's very sarcastic and like turns things around.
Yeah, you
kind of
are.
Wait a minute, wait
you
a minute.
You kind
of was he like that when you first met him?
You didn't read
not
my
so
resume
much
of 100.
That's because
no
he's getting more comfortable with you. Believe me, I was the exact same way with my fiance.
Did you
that's
him, and now I'm pretty much just
what
like him.
Did you bring him to your pastor?
Do you have a pastor?
I'm sorry, dude.
I don't think so.
No, he's just really sarcastic and turns shit around on me somehow.
You
kind of
are, and I've known you longer than her.
And that's my fault that I'm so good at that? Like,
maybe
get should better. Be
maybe
wittier.
Yeah, I guess.
Sharpen
it's kind of
your
like
hey
a battle.
Step up what your mean game.
Right.
Or don't argue.
Yeah, that's true.
Done. It's not my fault I was in debate for my whole fucking school career.
Did
yes
you?
Maybe
bitch
you guys should seek marriage counseling at the
that's
local
what
level.
They're not
here
even
for
married.
That's
oh
so
God
awesome. Did you hear that? Because you're a bitch.
Well, in my high school, when I was on drugs and in art class all the time and getting in fights. What were you doing?
Same thing.
Not
I was doing the same thing.
See,
I'm sure. And so
I was
okay
big.
Okay, hold on now. So could you maybe say that that has a direct correlation with your career path?
Hmm. No.
Hmm.
Because
people
we
that do drugs in school end up cooking for those of us who did not.
Wait, what did you do
when
you
cook for you?
I did drugs, but I was smart enough to also pay attention here.
Wait,
there
so yeah you're saying she's stupid?
Sometimes.
You don't want to say that to your girlfriend.
You.
That's a bad thing to say to your girlfriend.
Episode
you
201, Danny will be.
And this was episode 201. Hope you all enjoyed it.
Oh, fuck my life.
Yes.
Fuck everyone's life, honestly.
Yes, I know.
Fuck our collective lives.
Right.
Buy me
yes
a new car, damn it.
And as punishment, I will be mountain biking 30 miles home after.
That's right.
Are you serious?
In the rain.
Yes.
It's not raining
because
anymore.
Because her job doesn't pay her enough money to put gas in her truck.
Well, put gas
yeah
in the
yeah, I
truck
drive you, but I don't
you
have gas
nah
either. So.
Nah, well,
nah
then that's your
so
own
wait,
fault.
So wait, 30 miles?
No, it's from Evergreen to my
yeah
house.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, that's probably an over-exaggeration.
It's like
yeah
20 miles.
20,
no, because it's...
Hey, I
well,
did that every day
for a
week. Well, 16
from Kalispell, so add a couple more miles from
yeah
Evergreen.
Yeah, it's around
so, about 20.
So, what should we do some news here?
What's our time here?
I'm not telling you.
Well, I want to know. Away. I tell you.
How long do you think
1:17.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you.
Hello, David Berlin, a 40-year-old Carlisle resident, also proposed visiting a boy
so
at
I guess naive is reading
for having sex in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the news here.
My turn to smoke.
So, Naive, you want to read us the story then?
Oh, okay. He started. You might as well finish.
Okay, he was having sex in the backyard while his parents slept, according to a news release from the Attorney General's office.
You sound Berlin, just like Matt.
Who used the screen name Alan nice. Panda Bear. He was on my email and requested nude photos of me and suggested.
What? Just read it.
Keep going.
Oh, sorry. Keep going. Oh, Christ. I suggested that they meet in a hotel room where a third person. Fuck, dude, I can't do this anymore.
Could photograph
them having sex, the release says. The boy's parents became concerned after discovering sexually graphic messages on their son's computer and called the Attorney General's child predatory.
Sorry.
I'm going late. Okay.
I totally missed everything you said in that funny voice, so I don't know what you're talking about now.
Okay, somebody had sex with a little boy.
Okay.
All right. In the backyard while his parents slept. Summary. You're welcome. There was a man named Berlin who used a screen named Alan Panda Bear. He requested nude photos of the boy and suggested that they meet in a hotel room where a third person, not the roadie named John, would take pictures of them having sex. The boy's parents became concerned after discovering sexually graphic messages on their son's computer. Wow.
How old was this kid, does it say?
He's
15. And how old is this other guy?
Yeah.
44.
Berlin.
44 and 15.
He was 73 years old.
What? Shut the fuck up.
He was Herbert from Family Guy. That's going to feel good for Jesse.
Wow. He was charged with sexual exploitation of children, criminal solicitation to commit sexual abuse of children.
He's a terrorist.
All second-degree felonies. He's not going to come work for me ever.
No, never.
He was arraigned and sent to Dolphin County. In lieu of $250,000 bail, and has been suspended.
He actually got a bail.
He got a bail.
That's odd.
You should just be killed. Honestly.
Yeah, you should just be
just kill the guy.
Yeah, let's.
Like, what good? Just think about it. What good? What good is going to come of this guy ever?
Nothing.
What good is he ever going to do? Nothing.
My taxes. That's where they go.
Right.
That's good.
He doesn't pay his taxes.
No, he gets my taxes.
Well, yeah, but.
That's what feeds him in jail now.
But his life still sucks. He's in jail.
Well, he made his life suck by fucking some boy in the ass.
Right, so just kill him.
He doesn't have to deliver water every day.
No, he does not.
Wow, or cook food, I guess. I like cooking. Either one. They both kind of suck. I hate my job, too.
You dishwash.
Yeah, but I cook a lot of stuff, too, and make a lot of salad.
Oh,
wow. I love salad. Cool.
I don't
I would
like
kill
it.
For a salad
so
right
Braden
now.
Tosses a lot of salad. Out.
Yes, I toss salad every day.
Nice. It's a good salad tosser.
I know it's the best. You should try.
Matt, are you ready to come back yet?
We've been abandoned by one of the hosts of the Jam Hole.
I know. Is that it for that story?
That's it for the story.
I've got one.
He went to jail.
You want
to
read one?
Yeah, I've
got
one.
Go for it.
Mom accused of duct taping daughter's boyfriend. So. Okay. I just want to say when I read news at the Alzapalooza show, it involved mom and daughter's boyfriend.
It always is a lot of like,
so,
honestly, a lot of fucked up shit.
I don't know. It's just like
that.
These particular ones involving, anyway, Adelanto, California. I really don't know where that place is. Authorities arrested a woman for allegedly trying to kidnap her daughter's boyfriend and haul him away to Northern California.
What?
A sheriff's spokeswoman said Tuesday that two women went to the young man's home on Saturday afternoon and tried to tie him up with duct tape.
Duct.
Had to have that tape.
I like
because
the
it's not duck. It's not duck. There's no quacking involved.
It's
tape that you use to tape ducts.
Right.
Right.
That is
right.
The correct
duct
word.
Duct tape. Okay. The victim told authorities the women said they were taking him to get him away from one of the women's 21-year-old daughter. Women's 20. I don't know if I said that right. Anyway.
Today, Junior.
Authorities said both women were arrested on suspicion of attempted kidnapping. Officials said the girlfriend was later arrested for investigation of dissuading a witness and extortion for allegedly trying to get her boyfriend to recant his statements on the kidnapping to authorities.
We both went to high school. Apparently, we can read really well.
I really didn't understand
you
this.
Obviously, you
this
graduated.
Bit right here,
the I got one here. True. I don't even need a sheet. Watch this. I got a good news story for you guys. I heard this the other day. I read it in the newspaper.
Was this
can
one
you
called?
Get closer to the mic.
Okay. Yes, I can do that.
So, what is this one called?
I'll call this 59-year-old guy gets fucked.
Okay. This one is called 59-year-old guy gets fucked.
Yes, right. It's a good one here. 59-year-old ex-Gulf War vet. He's working at a pharmacy somewhere in the fucking heartland of America. I couldn't tell you where the fuck it was.
Montana.
Anyways, yeah, call it Montana.
That's not the
sure.
heartland.
Somewhere in Montana.
Georgia.
Somewhere anyway. Somewhere in BFE. These two teenage kids come in to rob him at night. Hold the guy up at gunpoint. He ends up getting a gun from one of the kids, shoots the kid in the head, and then chases the other one off.
Nice.
He then turns back into the store and continues to unload five more bullets into the kid that he shot into his head, or shot in the head, stomach.
Was the kid black?
Yes, perhaps. They were both black, actually.
Wow.
Yes, both the kids were black.
Interesting.
So, so George is in jail facing murder charges.
Shop owner was white?
Yes. Hmm. Ex-Gulf War vet. 59 years old, dude. This guy's like a local hero now, and now he's in jail serving murder charges because he pumped five more bullets into the kid's stomach.
That's when you should know when to say when, perhaps.
Yeah, right. Like he's dead, obviously.
Drinking and shooting people that are robbing you.
Yeah.
Both.
Not a good idea.
No.
I was just making sure.
Just do those at the same time.
How old was this guy? Because if you are like an elderly white man, you're not going to see blood coming out of...
It's 59.
That's right, because their hearts don't
they
work
they still
anymore.
Have blood at 59.
But he's blind.
It's like dust.
Right. Dust in the wind, man.
Dust in the wind.
All we are is dust in the
wind. Don't do that. Don't. Stop right now.
Blue, you're my boy!
Yeah. Please. So we have a show to do.
Was that for that story?
I'm pretty sure that's it. I don't care if it wasn't.
All right, well, this one's called Gun Loving Pastor to His Flock. Peace be with you.
And peace be with you.
P-I-E-C-E.
Like
my 9 milli piece.
My piece or my pipe?
My piece be with you.
It's my peace one. Pipe?
From Louisville, Kentucky. A Kentucky pastor is inviting his flock to bring guns to church to celebrate the 4th of July
and
the Second Amendment.
Nothing challenging in the Second Amendment, though. Isn't that
I thought
right
though
he's
fucking challenging the Second Amendment.
No, I think
but I always,
not going to get ratified.
I always thought you were not allowed to bring guns into any sanctuary of the Lord.
That's true.
I've never heard that.
I
don't know that either.
Churches.
That either.
How do you
like,
not know?
Even back in the medieval period, you were not allowed to bring in your swords or anything
right.
into church.
I mean,
supposedly.
It's church.
Yeah,
obviously.
But they never said anything about your 9 mil.
Right.
No, you
so,
that's true. But it kind of carries over to the modern age, don't you think?
Because
back
hey,
then,
wait a second.
The sword was the equivalent to the 9 mil.
You know,
okay,
even,
now
if,
think,
five is the equivalent
even
of
if you get louder.
Wow.
Okay, so whatever happened to walk softly and carry a big stick, I think I'd rather have a gun than a stick.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Right.
Don't bring
a stick gun?
To any kind of fight.
No, don't bring a stick at all.
Because you'll probably get arrested for a hate crime.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably.
New Bethel Church is welcoming responsible handgun owners to wear their firearms inside the church June 27th, a Saturday. An ad says there will be a handgun raffle, patriotic music, and information on gun safety.
Handgun raffle.
Really?
Praise God.
Yeehaw!
What other religious group or stereotype, if you will, reminds you of, you know, guns and...
Al-Qaeda.
Thank you.
Wow.
Weird.
Who called that?
A little bit of a correlation there.
Maybe.
Just a slight.
A little bit.
A little tiny one.
Yeah. It's sheer coincidence.
Right. Of course.
That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
Can I just say go team the Lutherans?
Yes.
I'm Lutheran, so
yeah. Go Lutherans.
Yes. Yeah.
Quote, we're just going to celebrate the upcoming theme of the birth of our... our nation. Our Lord. That's another 4 or 5 months down the road.
Right.
Said the pastor, and we're not ashamed to say that we're fucking hick rednecks. Rednecks.
Wow, dude.
Rednecks.
Are you alright?
Yes.
Are you done?
There was a strong belief.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
In God and firearms, and you know what? That is it for that story. Thank you, guys. Episode number 201.
Is that it for 201?
That is it for 201.
We love you, Jam Hole listeners.
It's been a slice.
Or five.
Really looking
six.
Forward to bringing all this equipment back home and setting it back up.
At least there's more than one of us to pack it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
I swore you guys were in the truck when he pulled
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you guys were too, but then I realized it was just him. I was like, what the fuck?
And then after everything was brought in, he's like, oh, do you need some help?
No. Not anymore.
After everything was done.
Do I work with you? Because that totally happens every
you
day at work.
So familiar.
Weird.
Wow.
All right, guys. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Leave us a message for Monday's show, 406-204-4687. If you guys want CDs or anything like that, jamhole.com/store. Yes, Vin?
John wants to say something before we wrap this up.
Oh, please.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, to my little cousin out there, Mitchell, who may or may not be listening right now. He has been playing a video game for a very long time.
Say it louder so that Mitchell maybe could hear you.
Mitchell, yeah, listen there up, man. yeah, good luck on hunting that notorious monster on Final Fantasy XI. I hope you get your drop.
I hope you have your +5 Phoenix down.
Yes. That's necessary. Wow. That's a necessary
super
item.
Geek.
Hey,
that's
Final Fantasy geeks. Is awesome.
You're
so
welcome.
Whatever.
I'm glad you just said that. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Goodbye.
Later.
Bye.
Peace.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.